It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 18th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is fiscal, spelled F-I-S-C-A-L. Fiscal is an adjective that means of or relating to taxation, public revenues, or public debt. It can also mean of or relating to financial matters. Here's the word used in a sentence from CNBC by Patty Dom. Stocks head into the week ahead with a tailwind as investors focus on a hefty fiscal stimulus package and the solid earnings season against a backdrop of rising interest rates. The word fiscal derives from the Latin noun fiscus, meaning basket or treasury. In ancient Rome, fiscus was the term for the treasury controlled by the emperor, where the money was literally stored in baskets and was collected primarily in the form of revenue from the provinces. Fiscus also gave English the word confiscate, which is most familiar as a verb meaning to seize by or as if by authority, but it can additionally refer to the forfeiting of private property to public use. Today, we often encounter fiscal in fiscal year, a 12-month accounting period not necessarily coinciding with the calendar year. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.